Finland and Sweden will be warmly welcomed into the NATO military alliance. That was the message from all NATO foreign ministers at a meeting in Berlin, except for one. Turkey has made objections, saying the Nordic nations are hosting what it calls terrorist organizations, pointing among others at the PKK, the Kurdish Workers' Party.
To be frank, I'm a bit confused, because I had a telephone discussion with the President Erdogan, that is approximately a month ago, and actually he took up himself before I had the possibility to do that, that you're applying for NATO membership and we will assess it favorable. I thanked him and he was very pleased receiving my thanks.
For Turkey, there was nothing confusing about its demands.
They need to stop supporting terrorist organizations. The defense industry restriction or the prohibitions on export permits imposed to an ally such as Turkey should definitely be lifted. I'm not saying this is a bargaining chip. I'm saying it as a requirement of alliance.
Russia's President Vladimir Putin has called the possible northern expansion of NATO a threat. Finland joining would double the border between NATO and Russia. But NATO's minister said Putin has himself to blame after invading Ukraine. They're confident the issue with Turkey will be resolved soon.
I heard almost across the board very strong support for Finland and NATO joining the alliance, if that's what they choose to do. And I'm very confident that we will reach consensus on that.
All 30 NATO states have to approve the admission of new members, a process that normally takes months. But ministers in Berlin said they want to speed this up to prevent the so-called grey period in which Finland and Sweden would not be protected by NATO's Article 5, which says an attack on one is an attack on all.
It was expected that as soon as Finland and Sweden applied for NATO membership, the process would be smooth and swift. But Turkey's position may now have slowed this down. No one can say for sure when the two more flags will be added to this collection. Stepfasen, Al Jazeera, in Berlin.